Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Rawa nā Tanahira Tokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Genome sequencing has confirmed the latest COVID outbreak is from the Delta strain sweeping through New South Wales, and testing has been accelerated to confirm whether it is linked to one of three cases now in managed isolation. In her 1pm update, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said one person from Sydney was found to have had COVID on August 9 on their day one test in MIQ, and two cases were detected last Friday on a day three test. If the outbreak is not linked to those cases, the net will be cast wider to all those who have returned from Australia since the border was closed on July 23. The outbreak now stands at seven cases. One is a 20-year-old workmate of Case A, the 58-year-old Devonport man who travelled to Coromandel last weekend. Three are the flatmates of that workmate, including a worker at Auckland Hospital and a teacher at Avondale College, and two are friends of that household. Auckland Regional Public Health has identified another 16 close contacts, 14 of whom have already been contacted for testing. Two further sites of interest are the Auckland Central Church of Christ in Freemans Bay on Sunday and Sky City Casino on Saturday night and early Sunday morning. Ms. Ardern says mask wearing is now mandatory in buses, trains, taxis and anywhere people are serving the public. Vaccinations will resume in some sites this afternoon and in general tomorrow under level 4 conditions, so volumes will be down on yesterday's record 55,000. The chair of Coromandel Iwi, Ngāti Whanaunga, says iwi members have turned back people from outside trying to reach their holiday homes and they'd appreciate more support from Crown agencies in keeping their community safe. Mike Baker says iwi are on full alert after a virus-shedding visitor from Devonport spent the weekend in the township. He says such an outbreak was always on the cards, given the area's history as Auckland's playground, but it is also home to some of Hauraki's remaining full reo villages.
A lot of holidaymakers that have the Matarangi in those areas were coming down the road and heading this way, and so they were turned around and sent back. Yeah, we have some major concerns, especially around first response, fires, police, ambulance, and those services, government services, support to iwi treaty partners, need to be more responsive to deploy resources to rural communities such as Manaia.
Mike Baker. Waipareira head John Tamihere says the government needs to stop cherry-picking the information it puts out about COVID outbreaks. Health authorities said around 1pm yesterday there was a positive case in Auckland, but it was not until after 6pm they revealed it was in Devonport.
It's important that we found out where these places of interest were, and they knew because this guy was good on his tracing app, so they immediately knew exactly where he'd been. We in the community deserve to know that information from the get-go. We can then take a more protective approach of our own whānaus rather than, we shouldn't be treated like mushrooms.
John Tamihere says Waipareira can keep up with testing demand. And that is your Wātea News.